This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And we're live.
Alrighty. Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Guys, this is the conclusion of his introduction to this book. And he has written something so beautiful that I don't think I'm going to break it up. I'm going to try to finish the whole thing today. And I really pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am able to do justice to his incredible composition and the beauty of the feelings that he's trying to communicate. وَدُرِسَ مِنْ حَيْثُ إِعْجَازِهِ فَكَانَتْ جَوَانِبُ إِعْجَازِهِ لَا تُحْصَى. The Quran has been studied. It has been studied from the point of view of what makes it miraculous, so amazing that it can't be human. And the ways the perspectives from which its miracle has been studied cannot be limited to account. أَهُوَ فِي أُسْلُوبِهِ وَتَعْبِيرِهِ. Is it divine and miraculous in its style and the way it expresses itself? أَمْ هُوَ فِي تَشْرِيعِهِ وَفِقْهِ. Is it in the way that it legislates, it gives laws and jurisprudence, you know, regulations? أَمْ فِي مُعَالَجَتِهِ جَوَانِبَ الْحَيَاةِ الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ عَلَى أَكْمَلِ وَجْهٍ وَأَبْهَى صُورَةٍ. Or is it in the healing and the cures that he gives for different dimensions of life, that in the most perfect and most beautiful way? أَمْ هُوَ فِي إِخْبَارِهِ عَنِ الْأُمَمِ الْمَاضِيَةِ وَالْأَقْوَامِ الْبَائِدَةِ. Is it in the way that it informs us about past nations and nations that were dispersed and really they had no other historical record? And Allah is telling us about nations that we couldn't have possibly known about from other sources. أَمْ هُوَ فِي إِخْبَارِهِ عَمَّا سَيَقَعُ. And by the way, that nations that have long gone, he's referring to a book that he's written. It's a footnote in here. This is Rabi' here. أُنظُرْ كِتَابَنَا نُبُوَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنَ الشَّكِّ لَا يَقِينَ. It's actually his own journey because he was agnostic and he wasn't sure if there's a God. And he wasn't sure that the Prophet Muhammad is a prophet and the Quran is the word of God. So he did his own investigation. Bear in mind, he was brought up in Iraq, and Iraq at some point had a very strong secular element also in the last century. And communism was actually a very common running ideology in the region. And so it has a complex history, Iraq. And we think that nowadays people are becoming more modern and they're losing their Islam. Mm-hmm. A generation or two ago in places like Iraq and other places in the world, the Muslims were westernizing way more. Mm-hmm. And the sentiments against people that were turning towards Islam were very strong. So he's actually part of that generation. Mm-hmm. So he writes about that. He writes about how he wasn't actually interested in Islam at all at first, and it bothered him. Like, why do people believe? He didn't think anybody's actually a believer. They're all just pretending. Mm-hmm. Like, he was that skeptical. And then when he finally found reason to believe, he wrote a book called The Prophethood of Muhammad, From Doubt to Conviction, meaning his journey from being doubtful to being convinced. He wrote a book about that journey. Mm-hmm. And inshallah, when we get there, we're actually going to read his book together too. Like, how is this person who's skeptical and agnostic making this journey himself? It's a pretty powerful journey. And then goes on to become one of the most incredible scholars of the powerful language of the Quran, and describes it in a way that, other books talk about here and there, but the way he systematically talks about it is pretty incredible. It's what he's done. May Allah preserve him and protect him. He was in Sharjah when the war happened in Iraq, and then when the war was over and things settled down a little bit in Baghdad, he's so dedicated to furthering education in his country, he went back to Baghdad. So I was planning on meeting him in Sharjah, but he was gone by then, and he's now back in Iraq. And I was talking about his student, who I know, Dr. Muthanna, who found out from somebody, through somebody, that I was talking about him. Mm-hmm. So he called me last night. He's like, "You talking about me, huh?" I was like, "Yeah, a little bit." So he's like, "Yeah, I'll call him. I'm going to go see him soon." I was like, "I love you. I hate you." Like, I'm so jealous right now. I actually asked him to show him a link of our class. Maybe he'll get happy that, some scrubs in America are reading his book. I get giggly around people like that. Like, people get weird around me. Like, "Oh my God, no, I can't." Like, if I saw Dr. Samuel, I'd get giggly. Anyway, "Am huwa fi ikhbarihi amma sayaqa'u." Is the Quran then, or is it miraculous in the way it tells us about things that are going to happen? "Am huwa fi ma qarrarahu min haqa'iqa ilmiyatin wa kawniyatin." يَكْتَشِفُ النَّاسُ عَلَى مَا مَدَى الدَّهْرِ قِسْمًا مِنْهَا? Or is it in the way that it decisively told us about scientific realities or realities in the universe that people are going to discover over time, only bit by bit at a time? أَمْ هُوَ فِي مَا وَضَعَهُ مِنْ قَوَاعِدَ وَأُصُولِ التَّرْبِيَةِ وَمَعْرِفَتِهِ بِأَدَوَاءِ الْقُلُوبِ وَالنُّفُوسِ? Or is it in the way that it laid down principles of nurturing ourselves, bettering ourselves, and to recognizing what's going on inside of ourselves by giving healing and by giving ointment, like a medication for what lies inside the hearts and deep inside our souls? أَمْ هُوَ فِي مَا ذَكَرَهُ مِنْ سُنَنِ التَّارِيخِ? Or is it miraculous in the way that it described the principles and the patterns of history? وَالْخَلْقِ and of creation. وَفِي مَا ذَكَرَهُ مِنْ أُصُولِ عِلْمِ الْإِجْتِمَاعِ? Or what it mentioned about the principles of understanding society, like social principles. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ وَغَيْرِهِ. And more and more. أَمْ هُوَ فِي كُلِّ ذَلِكَ? Or is it in all of these things that it's miraculous? وَأَشْيَاءُ أُخْرَى فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ? And in things way above that too, far, far above and beyond. أَهُوَ كِتَابُ لُغَةٍ? Is it a book of linguistics? أَمْ كِتَابُ أَدَبٍ? Is it a book of literature? أَمْ كِتَابُ تَشْرِيعٍ? Is it a book of law? أَمْ كِتَابُ اقْتِصَادٍ? Is it a book of economics? أَمْ كِتَابُ تَرْبِيَةٍ? Is it a book of education and development? أَمْ كِتَابُ تَارِيخٍ? Is it a book of history? أَمْ كِتَابُ اجْتِمَاعٍ? Is it a sociology book? أَمْ كِتَابُ سِيَاسَةٍ? Is it a political science book? أَمْ كِتَابُ عَقَائِدٍ? Is it a book of beliefs? أَمْ هُوَ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ وَفَوْقَ ذَلِكَ? Is it all of those things and above and beyond that too? عَجِيبُ الْأَمْرُ هَذِي الْكِتَابِ. What a strange, unique thing is the matter with this book. Like, what a strange thing this book is. يَرَاهُ الْأَدِيبُ مُعْجِزًا. The literary, the one that's, you know, the Shakespearean, if you will, right? The one person who reads a lot of literature and poetry finds it miraculous. وَيَرَاهُ اللُّغَوِيُّ مُعْجِزًا. And the linguist finds it miraculous. وَيَرَاهُ أَرْبَابُ الْقَانُونِ وَالتَّشْرِيعِ مُعْجِزًا. And the people that have studied law and, you know, judges, and people that have studied constitutions find it miraculous. وَيَرَاهُ عُلَمَاءُ الْإِقْتِصَادِ مُعْجِزًا. And scholars of economics find it miraculous. وَيَرَاهُ الْمُرَبُّونَ مُعْجِزًا. And educators and trainers find it miraculous. وَيَرَاهُ عُلَمَاءُ النَّفْسِ وَالْمَعْنِيُّونَ بِالدِّرَاسَاتِ النَّفْسِيَّةِ مُعْجِزًا. And the scholars of psychology and people that are related to the study of the self, they find it miraculous. وَيَرَاهُ عُلَمَاءُ الْإِجْتِمَاعِ مُعْجِزًا. And the scholars of sociology and society find it miraculous. وَيَرَاهُ الْمُصْلِحُونَ مُعْجِزًا. And reformers find it miraculous. وَيَرَاهُ كُلُّ رَاسِخٍ فِي عِلْمِهِ مُعْجِزًا. And anybody who gets deep in their science of, deep in their study of knowledge, finds it miraculous. لَقَدْ كَشَفَ لَهُمْ لَقَدْ كُشِفَ لَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَبْحَثُونَ فِي وُجُوهِ إِعْجَازِهِ عَنْ بِحَالِ أو كَشَفَ لَهُمْ sorry لَقَدْ كَشَفَ لَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَبْحَثُونَ فِي وُجُوهِ إِعْجَازِهِ مِنْ بِحَالِ عَنْ بِحَالِ لَيْسَ لَهَا سَاحِلٌ. That what appeared to them, what they discovered as they were exploring different kinds of its miracles, is they came across oceans that have no shore. So he's describing the Quran as an ocean that you never reach the land. It's endless oceans. وَغَاصُوا فِي لُجَجٍ لَيْسَ لَهَا قَعْرٌ. And they took dives into waves and into waters that have no bottom. وَكُلٌّ عَادَ بِلُؤْلُؤَةٍ كَرِيمَةٍ. And every one of them comes back with precious pearls. أو عَقْدٍ نَظِيمٍ. Or jewelry that is well organized. وَبَقِيَتْ ثَمَّةَ خَزَائِنَ تَفُوقُ الْحَصْرِ. And what remains behind are treasures that cannot be limited. Unlimited treasures. In other words, you say anybody who studies the Quran is like somebody who dives into the ocean, right? Each one of them. And they go so deep inside, and when they get to the bottom, they find a pearl. Mm-hmm. And they come out with a pearl. Look what I found from the ocean. And somebody else goes and says, look, this buried treasure I found from the ocean, right? Mm-hmm. And when they came and found this from the ocean, can they say everything that's at the bottom of the ocean, I already found it?
No.
They found a little one thing, and they're so amazed by it, changed their whole life. Uh-huh. Right? It's priceless treasure. He's saying people will dive in and keep coming out with pearls, and the ocean remains with limitless treasure. وَلَمْ يَلِجْهَا الْوَالِجُونَ وَكُنُوزٌ لَا يَطِيقُهَا إِحْسَاءٌ. And the ones who enter in have not truly entered in it, actually. Nobody's really taken a dive in it the way that it can actually be encompassed. And it's the treasures, Nobody has the power to actually get a hold of all of them. وَلَمْ تَمْتَدَّ إِلَيْهَا الْأَيْدِي And hands can never grasp enough of it. وَتَفْنَى الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تَفْنَى And the world will come to an end, but the Qur'an's wonders won't. وَيَبْلَى كُلُّ جَدِيدٍ وَلَا تَبْلَى And everything new in the world is going to become old, and the Qur'an won't. فِيهَا مِنْ عَجَائِبِ صُنْعِ اللَّهِ مَا لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ لَنْ تَعْرِفْ كَيْفَ تُصْنَى In it, there are such wonders of the creativity of Allah that if you even began to discover it, you would never know how was it made with such creativity. وَلَسْتَبَدَّ بِكَ عَجَبٌ لَا يَنْتَهِي وَتَمَكَّنَ مِنْكَ إِنْ بِهَارٌ لَا يَنْقَضِي And you're going to get overwhelmed with an awe that won't come to an end. Like you're just going to just constantly be just overwhelmed with how incredible the Quran is. وَمِفْتَاحُ ذَلِكَ تَدَبُّرُهُ وَالنَّظَرُ فِيهِ And the key to all of that is contemplating it and taking a good look at it. These are words coming from someone who didn't believe in God, who didn't believe Quran is the word of Allah. Like, and nobody was forcing him. He wasn't in a society where religion was forced on him. He came to the Quran on his own intellectual, spiritual journey. And he gets to a point where he describes the Quran in these elaborate ways, and you and I are like, yeah, okay, I've heard the Quran's pretty awesome, but I don't really get it. And he says, yeah, because you don't have the key. He described all this amazing stuff, and what does he say? مِفْتَاحُ ذَلِكَ تَدَبُّرُهُ وَالنَّظَرُ فِيهِ The key to all of that is contemplating it and taking a good look inside it. So what are we missing? Not the Quran isn't missing anything. We're missing contemplation. We're missing a good look inside it. فَمْنَحْهُ شَيْئًا مِنَ التَّدَبُّرُ Could you please then grant it a little bit of your contemplation? وَالنَّظَرْ فِيهِ وَالنَّظَرْ يَمْنَحْكَ مِنْ أَسْرَارِهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْكَ بِبَالٍ It will start giving you some of its secrets that you could never have imagined. إِنَّهُ يُعْطِيكَ أَضْعَافَ مَا تُعْطِيهِ It will give you multiple times of whatever you will give it. إِنَّ هَذَا الْكِتَابُ يَمْنَحُ مَنْ نَظَرَ فِيهِ وَتَدَبَّرَهُ خَزَائِنَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ This book, no doubt, grants the one who takes a look in it and contemplates it. It grants that person treasures without any limit. وَيَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَلْطَافِهِ And Allah will open, Allah Himself will open up on that person from His subtle, loving gestures. مَا يَجِلُّ عَنِ الْوَصْفِ Words that the kind of grants Allah will start giving you, blessings Allah will start giving you that cannot be described. فَلَا تُضَيِّعْ هَذِهِ الصَّفْقَةَ الرَّابِحَةَ Then don't waste this profitable business deal. It's a pretty good deal spending time with the Quran. وَإِلَّا And if you don't profit from it, فَأَنْتَ وَاللَّهِ مَغْبُونٌ Then I swear to God, you're just missing out. You're bankrupting yourself. أَدْرَكْتَ الْآنْ سِرَّ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى Have you begun to realize now the secret behind the word of Allah? What he said? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَخْفَالُهَا Don't they then contemplate the Qur'an? Or is it that hearts have their own locks on them? أَمَّا أَنَّهُمْ لَوْ تَدَبَّرُوهُ لَفُتِحَتْ أَقْفَالُ الْقُلُوبِ And they should know that had they only contemplated it, that the locks on the hearts would have been opened. وَلَانَ مَا كَانَ عَصِيًّا مِنَ الْأَفْئِدَةِ And whatever was what had become rebellious inside the heart would have become soft again. وَلَوْ أُوْقِدَتْ مَصَابِيحُ عَهْدُهَا بِالنُّورِ بَعِيدٌ And lamps would have been lit that have been away from light for so long. Look at how beautiful. Like people who spend time with the Quran, their hearts are like a lamp that has not had light for a long time. It's gone rusty. And he said, if you just gave this Quran some contemplation, lamps that haven't seen light for ages would get lit up again. وَأُشْرِقَتْ دُرُوبٌ لَمْ يُسْقَطْ عَلَيْهَا فِيمَا مَضَى يَسْقُطُ عَلَيْهَا فِيمَا مَضَى نُورٌ And pathways, trails would have been lit up that light has not seen for a long time. Light has not fallen on those pathways for a long time. وَلَحَيَّتْ نُفُوسٌ مَا عَرَفْتَ أَوْ لَحُيَّتْ نُفُوسٌ مَا عُرِفَتْ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ حَيَاتٌ أَوْ مَا عَرَفَتْ sorry قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ حَيَاتٌ And souls and people in the inner selves would have come back to life, would have been given life in a way that they would realize they didn't really have life before. أَوَلَمْ يُسَمِّهِ اللَّهُ نُورًا. Didn't Allah call it light? فَقَالْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا in Surah An-Nisa, and we have sent down to you a light that makes things clear. أَوَلَمْ يُسَمِّهِ اللَّهُ رُوحًا. Didn't Allah name it the ruh, the soul, the spirit? The Quran itself, the ruh. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. And that is how we have inspired you with a ruh from our command. The Quran is also described as ruh. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. Allah says, you had no clue. No, you didn't. You had no idea what the book is and what iman is, what faith is. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ. However, we made it into a light that we guide with. مَنْ نَشَاءُ. Whoever we want. مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. From our slaves. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And no doubt, you truly guide people to a straight path. فَهُوَ رُوحٌ وَنُورٌ. So it is a ruh. It is the spirit itself. It is spirit itself and light. وَهَلْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٍ. Is there anything after that you could want? وَهَلْ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ. Is there anything before that that was worth it? لَيْتَ شَعْرِي هَلْ يَفْقَهُ النَّاسِ. If only my feelings people could understand them. أَلَا لَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَفْقَهُونَ. Isn't it, people, are they just not getting it? That's his last line. أَلَا لَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَفْقَهُونَ. Are people just not going to get it? What are they missing out on? That's his introduction to this incredible book. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to, from here, I'm not going to read the book. I'm just going to give you examples of the kinds of things he's talking about in the book. But I thought it was just a really beautiful, beautiful introduction that people should know about. There's a lot of good Islamic literature that, books and materials that I discovered in, Urdu and in Arabic. And, my desire is also to learn Farsi and get exposure to materials in Farsi. Not just Rumi, but actually there are tafsir in Farsi that I've been wanting to access.
We have some tafsir, Kabuli. But yeah? We just never read them.
Yeah, well, I want to be able to access that material.
Okay.
There's such incredible heritage that we have, even contemporary works that are so beautiful, that one of my goals for you guys, as I teach you enough Arabic, is to actually expose you to these amazing thinkers and these people and their work so that we can benefit from their lifetime of effort, right? And they've been spending so many more years than we could ever do with the Quran. Mm-hmm. And here's the pinnacle, is what they accomplished with their work. They put it in books, right? Mm-hmm. And now we get to take advantage of their years. So what I can read over a couple of months is this person studied for 20 years. So it's kind of cheating almost, because they took 20 years to do it,
yeah,
and now we just get it,
yeah,
you know? And it would be a tragedy if we don't take advantage of it, yeah, right? So that's really why I wanted to kind of share some of these books with you and expose you to some of this. And for those of you who don't know any Arabic, and those of you who feel like you don't know where to start, just get started. You've got to start somewhere. And once you get started, you don't know how Allah will keep lighting that path and make things easier and easier and easier. I mean, did you guys think we could be having these kinds of... I could give you an assignment on Surah Al-Infitar and tell you, find me on the Mubali and Madi, like when we started.
I only dreamed of that.
Yeah, because we didn't even exist. You guys didn't know that world existed.
Yeah.
Where you could tell me what Mubtada Mu'akhar is, or Muta'alliq bil Khabar Muqaddam is, or what is Ikhtisas anyway. Like, these things were alien to you, right? And now they're starting to unlock, because Allah is helping you.
Yeah.
When you have the intention, Ya Allah... Okay, Ustad keeps telling us that the Quran is the most priceless treasure in existence in the world. Yeah. Anything you want in this life is valued less, the Quran is valued more.
Yeah.
Anything, like clothes, house, family, have all of that is number two.
Yeah.
Allah's word is number one.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know Allah loves you? Okay, I know Allah loves me because I'm healthy. I know Allah loves me because I have a family. I know Allah loves me because I have a home. I know Allah loves me because I have clothes. I know Allah loves me because I'm getting an education. I know Allah loves me because of this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I live in a safe environment. I there's no war going on around me. Mm-hmm. I know Allah loves me. And people might think all these things are the reason Allah loves me. What does Allah say? Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Quran. That Allah's greatest love and mercy is that He taught the Quran. So I know Allah loves me because He gave me the Quran, actually. That's the number one answer. And then everything else about your life, خلق الإنسان. So when I realize that, and then because of that reason, I just want to experience Allah's love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to study. And that's why I want to take some time to contemplate. Then you watch. You might even think you're the dumbest person on earth. Like, you kept telling me you're not good at school. You remember that?
Yeah.
You kept telling me you're not good at school. Do you know how many people write to me about both of you and say how smart you are and they wish they were this smart? How many people? They say, well, he must be a genius at school. I was like, no, the kid tells me he hates school. You know why you tell yourself you hate school? Because, and maybe I used to feel that way. I used to think I was horrible at school. Mm. Horrible, like horrible. And for some reason, when I decided to study the Quran for the right reasons, I became better at school. And Allah just opened my brain to things that I did not know I could ever grasp. I could never imagine. Like, I was the weird, shy, quiet kid that never talks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That even when kids talk to him, like, what'd you say? I was that kid. I didn't talk. I was introverted. I was nervous. I was not well spoken. I actually thought my greatest weakness was my ability to speak or express myself. I would have nervousness if the teacher asked me a question. Right? Where did I get this like stupid amount of confidence from?
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous the kind of confidence I have now.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm going to take a confidence course. I'm going to watch videos and getting confident. Mm. It wasn't any of that. It was just when Allah opens up your heart and Allah removes things from your heart that were burdening you, He does that with Allah's own word. I cannot tell you, there's no other special sauce in my life other than Quran. There's none. And it's like, I can't even recognize what person that was. From what, you know, there are things in my personality that completely disappeared. Completely disappeared. And I only attribute that to the Quran. And I'm telling you, for each of you, whatever it is that you think you have as a weakness, you watch inside of you, Allah just make that disappear like steam evaporating.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that when you give Quran time. So make the intention and it'll happen. It'll happen. And it'll happen in ways that are going to be so wonderful and so unique to you. So I pray that for all of you. Let's enjoy the rest of this book, inshallah, for the rest of Ramadan. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Remember, do your rest and Allah will do the rest.